This is NPR, Illinois. Losing parents to incarceration hurts children emotionally and physically. And for our Illinois Issues report, Maureen McKinney looks at efforts in the works to ease and prevent that pain.
Bella Baz, as a young child, believed her mother and father were away at college. That's how her family explained their absence. Once, she came home as a kindergartner and sobbed in her grandmother's arms. She said she didn't ever want to go to college. She didn't want to leave her grandmother the way her parents had left her.
Like telling me that I could go to college and it would be a different experience. And she promises me that, but she still didn't tell me that my parents weren't actually in college, that they were in prison. I didn't find out that my mother was in prison until after she got home. She explained that to me herself. So I was maybe around 7 years old, 8 years old, when she kind of sat me down and explained to me that there is no school that could have ever kept her away from me.
The pair had a relationship, but it wasn't a mother-daughter bond. She had that with her grandmother, who she called Mom.
Now I'm learning a lot about, like, early childhood development and how important it is to have, like, skin-to-skin contact with the mother-daughter and how important it is, those first few years of developing a relationship. I didn't have that.
Baby girl was born in 93, finally, now here's me. Granny raised a bunch of queens, I done seen a bunch of things. I'm the heir to a bunch of dreams. All these dreams that beside of me, I know that they all count on me to bring them to reality. I know they already proud of me. Gotta keep making them proud of me. I do it for the family that loves
Baz
me.
Baz is a spoken word artist and executive director of the Sister Survivor Network, which supports Black women whose lives have been affected by the criminal justice system. The odds of reaching adulthood unscathed by the experience of having had an incarcerated parent are slim. These children are more likely than the general public to have mental and physical health problems and prescription drug abuse history. And if a parent went to prison, there's a good chance the child will too. The issue didn't go unnoticed by the legislature, which adopted a pair of laws last year aimed at addressing the effect of a parent's imprisonment on a child. One law that just took effect requires judges to consider how incarceration could affect the children of the defendant or other family members needing care. Representative Kelly Cassidy, a Chicago Democrat, sponsored the law.
I think that it is important that we contemplate not just the impact on that defendant, but on that family. I think that's just good policy.
Meanwhile, Representative Delia Ramirez, also a Chicago Democrat, sponsored a law that creates a task force to address the needs of children of the incarcerated. The task force is working on a report that will be released in March. A representative of the Illinois Department of Correction said the agency is open to change. Some of the women on the task force are with the Women's Justice Institute, an advocacy and research group. Deanne Vanos is co-founder and also a former assistant director of the Illinois Department of Corrections. She said 80% of the women were mothers of small children, but that most of the admissions are for drug and property crimes.
Where does justice live? Many would argue that it certainly doesn't live in a prison cell. When you really consider the trajectories of these women and that an estimated 98% of them are coming to prison with histories of sexual abuse and domestic violence behind them, it's a gross injustice when you consider what many of these women have endured, and they're now behind bars. And by virtue of the fact that they're behind bars, their children, the separation from their children will create risk for that child.
Dr. Nia Hurd Garris is a pediatrician and researcher at Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital. Her research points to risks children of the incarcerated face. She led a study that showed the odds of problems emerging for the inmates' children are exacerbated when the youth themselves are involved in the juvenile justice system. One issue her study illuminated: a father's absence can be more detrimental than a mother's.
If I had to guess, I would have put all my money on the mothers. But in fact, what we found, when fathers go away, young adults are more likely to use substances, cigarettes, have problems with alcohol, problems with drug abuse, use intravenous illicit drugs, and also other drugs. And we didn't really see that same substance use history for those that only had their mothers go away.
Alexis Mansfield is at the Women's Justice Institute. She drafted the legislation that Ramirez sponsored. She says Illinois is only the second state after Oregon to have something like a Bill of Rights for the children of the incarcerated?
The main thing we can do is to promote decarceration. If we stop putting people in jail and prison, then we will have families who are not broken apart by the system.
I'm Maureen McKinney.
I want to tell my story, but I don't even know where to begin. It doesn't begin with me. Granny was an entrepreneur. When she moved to the Shy, she was dirt poor. Plus, she had kids to provide for. She would die for them. Black woman in America. That's a mule woman. Made something out of nothing, though. Made millions off flipping work. Feds watching flip the birds. Speaking cold.